Thank you for joining me, Estra, this Saturday, August 23rd to 14th for Talking About You with Estra from Seattle, Washington, USA. This is your car accident radio channel, bringing knowledge and support about auto insurance, employers, short and long-term disability, personal injury, and much, much more, including making life better after a car accident by keeping action simple, easy, and incorporating into everyday life. Fruitful progress can be made. Holding stress levels at minimums will help with recovery and provide enough energy for encouragement, which allows rebuilding your way back to a future of opportunities. Much confusion arises by not focusing on personal needs. The medical care required might be exhausting from a physical perspective. Pain levels can erupt through processes and abilities to make good decisions regarding health, financial, and insured claim choices can end up being difficult. Therefore, using simple and easy tools to evaluate whether it is a good time to provide answers to questions or perform activities can support efforts of being your best advocate and allowing life improvements to move forward. Today, let's explore 5 ways to make life better after a car wreck. Today, we'll spend our time talking about rest and recovery, routine medical care in the initial stages, entertainment while injured, making connections and building relationships, personal confidence and credibility. Place your questions and comments on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Radio Show, or Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. I'm listening to what you have to say about your car accident experiences. It might be helpful to think about the auto accident process in terms of injury to recovery. The initial shock of injury is the beginning of this process, and depending on the seriousness, it can take time for the mind and body together to register current conditions. Adjusting this realization helps the entire body to cope with newfound conditions. Allowing the body to rest and recover is one of the most important things that you can do. This sounds easy, yet if life has been moving at torpedo speeds, putting on the brakes of life and slowing things down may take more discipline than first acknowledged. Most have ample demands on time and were not expected to have to delegate these responsibilities. However, in my opinion, this is one of the best things you can do on initial impact. Sometimes this is not possible due to having much of the information in your head and not stored away. Either way, becoming organized can help protect current health and allow others to manage previous workloads. For most, giving up what the highly prized task may be is no easy feat. Realizing this may only be a loss for right now, and many may be able to eventually return to previous activities and pick up where you left off. Hopefully, this will be a temporary break, especially if willing to allow the body and mind to rest, get good information on current condition, and listen to what injuries are communicating. Be an active participant in your care and life. You cannot lead from behind. You are the one who must make the important decisions. Input from others helps evaluate the strength of a decision, yet one's uniqueness requires each individual to call it like they see it. In other words, each person must make their own choices once the options have been presented. Have you noticed how better decisions are made when rested? Think how many bad decisions have been made when tired. This is the same thing that's true when choosing from alternatives when injured. In my opinion, there are certain times when it's better to delay explaining a situation, performing activities, or trying to respond to emergencies. The mind and the body can work at a deficit, and sometimes things turn out adequately, but not always. Therefore, rest and recovery mode prepares injured to think before leaping into decisions which may be regretted at a later date when feeling better. Personally, I've noticed that in some cases there is a preference to coerce injured into making decisions when they're not at their best in order to take advantage of the situation. If you have someone you trust, make sure to get their input before making any final decisions. And if requests seem a bit shady, wait until you are in a better position to respond. In this way, when better, you will not have regrets or feel like you've been taken advantage of due to making decisions when functioning at reduced levels. Again, rest and recovery go hand in hand. Set the stage to allow enough rest and relaxation in the day. If support is available, make a plan together which allows for time for regeneration. If no support, make a simple timetable which helps minimal functioning, yet allows for frequent rest. Getting vital rest aids in clearer thinking and a greater ability to ask questions. And make sure to ask questions. You have the right to do so. Remember, it is about knowing where you stand rather than waiting in the dark to find out. Sometimes no one knows the answer yet. You can also find this out by asking questions. Face any fears you may have. Get them out of the way early. In my opinion, they take up too much space in your mind and spirit, which can be used for other things. In life, worst fears do not come to fruition, and much time is wasted wondering and waiting for something which doesn't occur. And if it does happen, facing them will allow for a better response to a situation. Change is constant with living. From my perspective, it is what keeps us growing with new experiences. Most would consider another lot in life other than a serious accident, because most do not like having been slowed down. But unfortunately, for whatever reason, most people in their lifetimes will experience downtime in one way or another. The key is to use it to make life better by evaluating where you are right now, how you can get to where you want to go, and not getting stuck in bad situations. Take what is ever given to you and work with it to make life better, one day at a time, one problem at a time, and one injury at a time. And it all starts with rest. Rest is a way of saying, I love myself, and I will do what it takes to help myself. Therefore, rest. Fortunately, approval of the Affordable Care Act allows more citizens to pay for medical care. However, we must not forget about those whose governors will not accept it for their residents. The people in these states who have died due to a lack of medical care rest upon their refusal to receive the funding which would have provided the necessary services. It was not necessary for them to die, from my perspective. Although more people are covered under the health care, we must not rest until all citizens are covered. That being said, people injured in a car accident without coverage also have struggles receiving needed care. And when they do, they are charged exorbitant prices which dramatically increase the cost of the auto accident claim. In my opinion, a single-payer system would reduce the excessive charges in health care. We are seeing progress in the cost reductions, and more people are covered under the Affordable Care Act. This is due to making it more affordable for the poor and middle class and holding corporations more accountable, at least to some degree. Consider signing up when open registration is available. There is nothing worse than needing health care and having no resources for getting help, especially at the onset of an injury. Depending on conditions, this can make a difference in the future. Later on, the injured may see surveillance people hired by auto insurance companies or employers at doctor's office. Hopefully, you've developed a rapport with the medical team prior to facing harassment and intimidation. Just as they will do with an attorney, if you have one, they will also bombard medical staff with paperwork, creating an overload, not to mention perhaps delaying their payments. if they have other patients also on their list, and attempt to convince them to see your case in their best of interest. Most injured people are unaware this activity even goes on. Most have no idea the level of some auto insurance or employers will go in order to deny a claim. In my opinion, those who perform harassment have perpetrated this behavior for some time, doing harm and bringing distress to those injured and to those who help them. Auto insurance and employer power, influence, resources can impact the relationship with those providing medical care to the injured. The key to remember about medical care is that understanding your condition and the available options is important. In this way, you can be comfortable with the decisions made. Bullying is not acceptable against insured, in my opinion. Again, support insured civil rights to provide a level playing field by stopping bullying of injured in addition to those supporting their recovery. Frankly, this hinders the ability for recovery and adds undue stress in order to deny settlements or benefit claim from my perspective. Yet, they cannot be the main focus. It must be about educating, protecting your interests, and also getting well. For more information on harassment, visit Estrus TV on YouTube user Estrus Blog or Estrus Blog Tips on Blogger. However, if facing these concerns, harassment, and intimidation, be sure to document the behavior via pictures and videos. Consider placing this information out on hashtag Estrus Radio Show. Remember to always be your best advocate. The person's behavior or actions that you control is your own. With this control, do the best you can to get the medical needs addressed so you can continue moving forward. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. I, Estra, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge. And this is the reason for talking about you with Estra Radio Show, Estrus TV, and blog. Locations where you can join me for additional conversations include Twitter on at Estrus Radio Show, Estrus TV, Estrus Book Club, and Estrus Blog Tips. Also, make sure to take 3 minutes to fill out our weekly survey. You can find those under hashtag Estrus Accident Survey. And also, you can listen to our archives right here on Blog Talk Radio under Talking About You with Estra and iTunes. Why do so many people enjoy comedy? In my opinion, it's due to the spirit being renewed. Uplifting the spirit clears out the cobwebs, presents confirmation of a new way of thinking, or provides a different perspective. Entertainment of many sorts is a great distraction not only from pain experience, but takes moments away from the serious thoughts of the day. Entertainment, especially music, can help endure chronic pain, transition thoughts to fun memories, or provide a sing-along for a new song in your heart. The key is recognizing value of entertainment and the need for downtime. Much of today's living can be spent on high alert, which can keep our bodies in a cortisol frenzy. Don't wait to exhale. Find a good movie of your liking and let your mind be taken away to another adventure, an adventure which allows time to think about nothing at all or very little, just to follow the flow. In my opinion, there is no release from the troubles that surround you. They can reach a boiling point, which exacerbates stress and causes more harm than help. So, no release is definitely a problem for someone already dealing with a tremendous amount of pain. There will always be problems in our lives, whether they are from a car accident or something else. The key is not to become overwhelmed by them, but choose to work through them. If you can immediately resolve it, do so. If not, be patient with yourself and the situation. Can you look back in time and see problems that were eventually resolved? Typically, this is what happens in most circumstances. Now grab a little entertainment and relax. Personal relationships are also an important part of life. Today, many individuals spend more of their time conversing over the internet or a smartphone texting. The key is remembering that people play an important role in our lives, and respecting, nurturing these relationships can add enjoyment to everyone involved. In a world that seems too busy to build relationships in person, but seeks them through mechanical devices, remember this. Human interaction builds social skills, which effectively enhance abilities to communicate. This may become a lost art if we're not careful, which means our abilities of understanding and walking each other's shoes may become much more difficult. A car accident can show the impact of connections. It may be a great deal of patience on the part of the injured and anyone assisting in their recovery. It may be challenging if time has not been spent developing relationships. Don't be discouraged if this is the case. Start right from where you are. Make a decision to ask questions, to share ideas and concerns. All it takes is a willingness to try and listen. And every once in a while, it's always good to agree to disagree. Sometimes we do have to walk a mile or two in someone else's shoe to understand the full consequences or their school of thought. But let them know when you can understand their point of view in the future if it happens. Loving yourself in any kind of condition is as important as being supportive to others. Remember, everyone is human and on a learning curve of their own making or destiny. Either way, give them space and allow for room for your own. Make sure to stop by and say hello and share your experiences. It's nice to have a place to come and talk about car accident struggles and victories. As with life, it is indeed about the journey. Recent release videos include harassment and intimidation of the injured. It's common for people who file auto accident insurance, employer benefit, or Social Security disability claims to find themselves facing harassment and intimidations in hopes of getting injured to eliminate their claim. This is a must-see video, and it's free to view. It's out on Estra's TV, YouTube user Estra's blog. We also have out there Surveillance Harassment Uncut. It's real-time demonstration of what many people injured in a car accident who file for benefits experience. See day-to-day intimidation tactics, which must be overcome. Next, the video Meet Estra is an introduction about the journey of being involved in a car accident and what this experience may entail. Disability Surveillance 101. This video shares what to look for, privacy retention, documentation, and encouragement. Still available is the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner in case you get involved in a collision sometime during the year. Just stop by, pick one up anytime. You can also add my book, Car Accident by Estra, into the mix. By having both of these items, you'll help maintain organization, be able to document, and information retrieval will be easy. So stop by Estra's car accident, either on eBay. Make sure that you look for mine because there's other ones out there. Mine has, of course, the cheapest price of $18, so stop by and pick that up. And they're actually available at all major bookstores. And you can also pick up my 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner, and you can also get them as a set. You can also find it on my official website of Estra's Official Car Accident, and you can spend time there reading, watching, or listening for valuable accident knowledge and support. I know firsthand your situation. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, which I'm actually dealing with now, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premera, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Insurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors, who was previously known as Enron. Personal confidence can be shaken after being involved in a car accident, yet remember, you always have been who you are since the day you were born. Since the beginning, you've grown into who you are today, with all the bumps, stumbles, and successes. Oh, yes, you are still you, and you will always be you. Collisions present new hurdles to overcome. Just as in the past, the challenges are doable. Keep your confidence and credibility by recognizing who you are. Hold on to it and don't allow it to be pulled from your heart or hands by those with self-serving interests. Some people along your journey will be there to help you. Others will not. Regardless of good or ill will intentions, you can keep moving through this world with the ups and downs presented just for your life. We will never know what will come or go, but as long as we're still here, we can be successful. Have a wound that's not healing? Provide it with all the love that it needs to get better. Yes, you are indeed your best friend too. Yes, love starts with you and works its way outward. If you have not learned to love and care for yourself, how can you help others? Yes, the injured can sometimes experience trauma that remains after injury. Working through this trauma is also part of the healing process. Take each task at hand, one at a time, and recognize the inner strength and fortitude which grows daily to make you better in life after a car accident. Need help seeking it? Keep a list of the good things that happen each day in Esther's Car Accident Journal. And it can be found in Car Accident Book by Esther. In summary, here are the 5 ways to make life better after a car accident. Number 1, rest and recovery will aid in making the best decisions. Number 2, medical care in initial stages of injury bring understanding about the condition and the available options. Number 3, entertainment while injured provides downtime and builds up time. Number 4, making connections and building relationships and keeping relationships are important during a car accident. Number 5, personal confidence and credibility, if you hold on to them, will take you over the finish line. If you have experienced a claim with your employer or auto insurance company, share your experience right now on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Radio Show. I'd like to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and to the musician Force M. There is a new car accident survey available for your input, the Insured Civil Rights Survey. Visit hashtag Estra's Accident Survey for a listing to Estra's surveys. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in a traffic collision. Please take 3 minutes and tell us how you've been affected. Again, you can find it on Facebook under Talking About You with Estra, along with at Estra's Radio Show, hashtag Estra's Accident Surveys. Thank you for joining me today. Let's meet back here next Saturday, same time, same place. Block Talk Radio. No matter what you're going through, keep your head up and never give up.